I'm Johnny Cash, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Kentucky State Fair, Saturday, August 27th. And keep it on number one country, W-I-N-N.
Number one country, W-I-N-N.
Doo-dee-doo,
doo-dee-doo.
This is Moon Mullins at 2 minutes until 7 o'clock. We got the word shortly after 5 o'clock this afternoon that Elvis Presley had died in Memphis, Tennessee. There's still quite a bit of conjecturing going on as to the reason why. Respiratory problem was the first report we had, and also the latest we've received is it may have been a heart attack. It probably will be sometime tonight before we know the cause for sure, and maybe not even that soon, maybe tomorrow sometime. What we'd like to do here tonight is to go ahead and continue playing the Elvis songs as Dick has been doing, and if you'll give us a call at 587-1240 or on the 585-5148 line, we'll share your thoughts with some of the others around town and ideas that you may have had. Maybe you've seen Elvis in performance somewhere. Maybe you never did have an opportunity to see him. And give us a call here and tell us your thoughts. What's going on in your mind as you go over the thought that Elvis has left us? It is 1 minute until 7 o'clock.
I'll meet you on that beautiful shore.
It's Elvis, and if we never meet again, this side of heaven. Marv Myhofer is on the line with us. Marv, you served time in the Army with Elvis. Just a second.
Marv got the wrong button. Now, here we go. Okay, you're on.
Yeah, I was in the Army from 55 to 62, and then Germany from 1956 to 1959. And Elvis came over in 58 as a replacement for some guys that were being returning to the United States, and I didn't get to return because I was what they call regular Army, so I had to stay over there for 3 years. But Elvis came over in 58. He was trained in Fort Hood, Texas, with the 2nd Armored Division, and he was assigned to duty in Germany with the 3rd Armored Division, and I'm proud of the fact that I served in the same division with Elvis. He was with a tank battalion, and I was with field artillery, self-propelled armored artillery, and we trained together a lot in the place called Grafenwehr, Germany, and if there's any old armor guys that trained in Germany, they'll probably remember that place. But the first time that I can recall meeting Elvis was on a day that we were displaying some heavy artillery equipment and tank equipment for German and French and Turkish army officers, and I can recall at the end of this day's activities, Elvis and several guys got into some engineer assault boats. These boats are used by the engineer troops to cross rivers, etc., lakes, and this sort of thing. And the guys jumped in the boats and raced across this lake, and Elvis's boat came in about 3rd place, and there was a fellow standing next to me, and he had an 8mm movie camera, and I've been taking pictures for some time, and had just gotten into it then, and the fellow said, "Marv," he said, "you're pretty good at this, why don't you take some pictures of Elvis there?" And Elvis had his back to me as I was running that movie camera, and I kind of yelled at Elvis, and I said, "Hey, Elvis," and he turned around and he said, "Yeah, buddy, what's happening?" And I said, "This will get you the Academy Award." And Elvis, a big smile on his face, he said, "Buddy, that'd be the only way I'd get it." And then we shook hands, and gosh, I got fond memories of that guy. He was a super guy. 55 is the first time I can recall hearing him, and the first record that I can recall by Elvis was a record called Heartbreak Hotel. I'm sure there's a lot of people going to miss him. I'm going to miss him, and I find it very hard to believe that he's not with us any longer.
Marv, we thank you very much for your call, pal.
Okay, Marv.
Good to hear from you.
Have a good evening.
I had Marv's name in my files, and I was going to try to call Marv and get his comment on Elvis's death, and I'm glad that Marv was able to get in touch with us. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. In 1955, when Elvis drifted into the Sun Recording Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, and talked with Sam Phillips about doing a recording, he wanted to record a song for his mother for her birthday, and he did so, and Sam Phillips overheard this recording that Elvis was making, this young high school kid, truck driver at the time, And he kind of thought to himself, this may be exactly what I've been looking for. Because Sam Phillips was looking for a white boy who could sing rhythm and blues music. And Elvis was the one that he found. He took him into the recording studio shortly thereafter, and I guess in so many words said, son, I can make you a star if you'll just sing the way I want you to sing. And Elvis was quite willing to go along with that, and this was the first one. That's Elvis Presley, and that's All Right, Mama. Of course, that was the song that started it all several years ago. 1955 was the year for that record, coupled with Blue Moon of Kentucky. We'll try to play as many of the Elvis songs as possible tonight and even make an attempt to get all of them.
Dennis Lewis is on the line with us. Dennis, you have a comment to make?
Yes, I just wanted to extend my deepest sympathies to everybody and wanted to say that we lost one of the greatest singers today.
Dennis, we thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Elvis died this afternoon at Baptist Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Presley's doctor says that he may have suffered a heart attack, but the actual cause of death will have to wait until a complete post-mortem examination, which is now being performed. And when this is completed, we'll have the results and the cause of Elvis's death. A spokeswoman for the Memphis Police Department says detectives are investigating what she called a strong possibility that death was the result of a drug overdose. Hundreds of people have gathered at the hospital and also at Presley's Graceland Mansion. Scores of police are on their way to both places. The hospital said the 42-year-old singer and actor was found unconscious at his home by his road manager, Joe Esposito, at about 2:30 Central Daylight Time this afternoon. That's 3:30 Louisville time. According to the hospital account, Esposito indicated he could not find any sign of life but began emergency resuscitation efforts after calling an ambulance. After arriving at the hospital, emergency resuscitation teams worked for about half an hour to try to revive Elvis, but were unable to do so. This report that the police department of Memphis investigating the strong possibility of drug overdose sort of ties in with the report that Rona Barrett had on Good Morning America TV show this morning, and she had these comments for Wynn.
Reaction to Presley's death comes from Los Angeles, from ABC's Rona Barrett.
For me, it was just a total bit of irony because early this morning on Good Morning America, I finally was able to break the story that Elvis Presley really had been a dope addict and had been feeding his body with the Quaaludes and cocaine and combinations of other drugs, that it almost seemed like it was inevitable that he was on the trip down to death's door.
Rona Barrett of ABC's Good Morning America.
Carolyn Carmen is on the line with us. Carolyn?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a comment?
I would like to comment. I think Elvis done a whole lot of good, you know, while he was here, you know. I've read books, you know, about him. And the money that he contributed to the cancer fund, and, you know, I always wanted to see him in person, but now I'll never get to. That's one of my, you know, it was one of my great ambitions in life was to see him in person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I will miss him greatly because I was a big fan of his, and every song that y'all have played so far, I have got. So I will miss him greatly, and I think there'll be quite a few that will miss him.
So do we, Carol. We thank you very much for your comment.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
In the ghetto.
I suppose after learning the word that Elvis Presley had died today, it is reminiscent of the day that we found out John F. Kennedy had died. It is reminiscent of the day that I found out Jim Reeves had been killed in a plane crash. But, you know, really heightened so much more because Elvis was so much closer to us. Even though I never met the man, it was as if I knew him. And much more so taking it personally than I did President Kennedy's death. And Jim Reeves, of course, was a fabulous artist, but nowhere near the stature of an Elvis. So it's really a shocker, and it's hard to get accustomed to.
Carolyn's on the line with us here with a comment.
I just wanted to say that I think that we've lost the greatest singer and the greatest entertainer in the world today, and that Elvis has always been a great fan of mine ever since he started, and that I was just so glad, and thanks to my boyfriend, that I was able to go see him this last time he was here in Louisville.
Hmm. That was the first time you had a chance to see Elvis?
I've seen him every time he's been here. I've seen him one other time inside the Coliseum, but the other times I just went and stood out back to watch him come in because I was that loyal to him. But this last time he was here, I was able to go see him. It was my birthday present.
Mm. Well, thank you very much, Carolyn.
And also, I don't believe a word that has been said about Elvis being on drugs. I won't believe it.
Yeah, we've had others commenting the same thing. We'll wait and find out. But, you know, even if it turned out to be true, and I'm not saying that it is, but even if it turned out to be so, Elvis had a lot of physical problems, and sometimes these were like painkillers and things. It could have led to something a little bit more severe. But we hope that that wasn't the case. But if so, well, I'm sure we'll all understand, right?
Well, yes, if so. But I don't believe it. But if it's true, he still tops in my book, and he always will be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. That's Carolyn Lorenzo with a comment on Elvis's passing and how that she was glad she had the opportunity to go see him when he was here in town this past time. Teresa's on the line with us. Hello, Teresa.
Hi. I'd just like to say that I hope that some of these critics that have been criticizing Elvis as to his weight are satisfied now that they no longer will have him to criticize. Maybe they can make a good comment about him.
Thank you very much, Teresa.
Uh-huh.
The weight problem seemingly goes hand in hand with what we had been talking about with drugs and that sort of thing. I don't know whether Elvis was on drugs or not. There had been some reports of that. And the spokeswoman for the Memphis Police Department say that they are investigating the strong possibility that Elvis's death was a result of a drug overdose. But this is merely conjecture, people thinking out loud at this present time. There may not be any actual evidence of that, and we'll wait and see. When Hank Williams died, of course, it was due to a combination of alcohol and drugs. He was taking morphine injections at that time for pain in the lower back. And the combination of the two things is what caused his death. We don't know what the situation may be with Elvis, and nobody is here to judge, at any rate. But if it is a situation where there were drugs involved with Elvis's death, as unfortunate as it would be, I am sure that when all the details were known, people would be understanding of the situation that the man found himself in. The other side of that first record that Elvis had was Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Blue Moon. Blue Moon. Blue Moon. Keep it shining bright.
That's Elvis and Blue Moon of Kentucky. Elvis had a number of records on the Sun recording label, but they never did really achieve any nationwide success until he signed with RCA and had Heartbreak Hotel in 1956. But you know, even though that was the case, RCA eventually bought those original Sun records and released them, and it was a monstrous seller. Only last year, the first time that the Sun Sessions ever came out on record. Back to the telephones for others' comment. We have Edward on the line with us. Edward?
Yes, sir. I'd just like to make a comment that I feel like that Elvis Presley was one of the biggest contributions to American history that there ever was. And I feel that people like the woman on Good Morning America, ever what it was, has very little to do to degrade a man of his abilities and the greatness of him, that they can't let him rest in peace, that they have to start stories about he was a drug user and everything. I think it's just a sad world that we live in to degrade a man of his honor and dignity.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. Over to another line, and we have with us here Kitty.
Yes, I am from Memphis. We moved to Louisville about a year ago, I guess, and my brother went to school with Elvis. And I remember going to a talent show that Humes High School had, and Elvis sang and played the guitar. And this was like before he even made the record at Sun. And the whole school just, you know, they talked about it for weeks. It was just, he was unbelievable.
This was before he became a star, right?
Oh, yes. I think he was in the 10th grade at the time in Humes High School. My brother was in the 9th. I forgot what year it was. It's too long ago to remember. But I went to the talent. They had, you know, the talent show for the kids that belong to, you know, schools like they do now. And Elvis sang, and he was so different then, you know, that the whole school just, you know, everybody remembered it. And then it was about a year later that he actually tried to, you know, cut the record for his mother. But unless you live in Memphis or have lived there any time, you really can't really know Elvis. He has done so many little things that no one has ever heard of. I know right now they are working on Elvis Presley Boulevard in front of his house. Elvis donated some land because a lady and her small child got killed crossing the street. They had parked their car. And they've had numerous accidents in front of the house. It's a very busy street, one of the main streets in Memphis. And he donated some land to build this parking, kind of a pullover area on the side of the street where his house was, you know, because it was dangerous for all the people that parked there. But he was just constantly doing things for other people that, you know, on a very small scale, you know, he could read an article in the Memphis paper about a family that got burned down their home, and, you know, he would send stuff for money, or he was just unbelievable. He was unbelievable. If you ever, I don't think you would ever run across a Memphian that had anything in any way to say, you know, bad about Elvis. He was just, he was a super unusual guy, and he was really for Memphis. He would never, I mean, Memphis was his home. And, you know, most stars get that big and they move away from, well, like his ex-wife and his child aren't even living there. But Memphis has always been his home, and he's never forgotten high school friends either. Like my brother and his wife had been his home many, many times to parties. And he was just really, now my brother had said that Elvis never drank. He never took anything, as far as any of them knew. So he was just a very good guy. He had a temper like anyone else. You know, you get mad at someone. But he was just a real decent person. And it's hard for me to believe. I'm from Memphis, and to be here in Louisville and know this is going on in Memphis and, you know, not be there. But you really, people think, oh, they've heard all these articles. You know, they know Elvis. But, and I don't say that I know him, but a Memphian knows him better than anyone else from all the little things that have happened.
Sure are. Glad to hear from you, Kitty. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
It's 23 minutes after 7 o'clock. A tribute to Elvis Presley going on Wynn right now. As you may have heard, may not have heard, Elvis died this afternoon. And his home in Memphis, Tennessee, or actually, officially the word is he died this afternoon at Baptist Hospital in Memphis, but there is a possibility that he may have actually died at home. And we'll have complete information later on. A post-mortem examination is now being performed, and when it's completed, there should have a report on the cause of death and probably an actual time of death as well. Are you still with us here, Kim?
Yeah.
Okay, what was your comment?
I was really glad of Elvis, the way he sang. And my brother was crying over him.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else.
Okay, Kim, thank you. It's really one of those situations that is so hard to believe that Elvis has actually died. It's hard to imagine that he's no longer with us. He has been around for such a long while, since 1955, has been of a superstar stature, and with the exception of just a few months in there, has always been at the top of the charts with hit records, always in the movies, always in the news somewhere, something that he'd been doing, something that he'd said, something that had happened to him, or people always calling and praising him. It's just hard to imagine that he's gone. And it was a real shocker to us this afternoon. Of course, we've heard rumors before. People would call in, and they're always calling in about something, about Dolly Parton has died, or Hank Williams is Charlie Pride's father. Strange rumors of that sort. And calls about Elvis's death, or Elvis having an incurable disease. These things have been going on for, oh goodness, I guess 20 years, off and on. So when the report came out this afternoon that Elvis had died, just about everybody I am associated with, I'm sure, had much the same feeling I did. Oh, well, here's another rumor, you know, Elvis has died, sure thing. But in reality, he actually has this time. It's 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. I mentioned earlier that when Elvis joined up with RCA Victor Records in 1956, after they bought his contract from Sun Records for only about $30,000, his first hit record was the number one song in the country. This was in February of 1956. It stayed on the charts as a national hit for 27 weeks. It was Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis Presley.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street.
so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis Presley. The song that really became associated with Elvis, he sang that song on so many national TV shows when it first came out, and he achieved such fame. The Dorsey Brothers show that was on, Ed Sullivan show. We have a recording here that I hope to be able to get to sometime tonight, and it's actual recordings of those appearances that Elvis had on the Dorsey Brothers TV show back in the 50s. I was just talking to Sandy about Elvis and why maybe a lot of us are saddened by it. Who are not maybe just super Elvis fans. Of course, naturally, those who have idolized Elvis and thought so very much of him naturally are going to be saddened. But some of the others, too, those who perhaps haven't really given Elvis much of a thought in several years, suddenly say to themselves, boy, Elvis is dying. What does that mean? You know, I'm saddened by it. Why? And I can't help but think that maybe part of the reason is because you lose a part of yourself. Elvis was a part of a lot of people's past. Elvis was a strong fixture in your mind. Heck, he was in your soul. And when he's gone, it's sort of a part of yourself dies, if you can get my meaning. It's like you share, perhaps vicariously, in the death, in sort of a spiritual way. But we're still waiting for any more reports to find out what the very latest may be. In fact, I think we'll just go ahead and connect up with ABC News here in just a little bit and see if they have any further information on Elvis's death. One of the guys that sang with Elvis over the past many years, Hoyt Axton, a member of the Jordanaires, they performed backup vocals for Elvis for a long, long time when he first began, and up until just, I guess in the last 10 years is probably when they quit. Because they were established in Nashville and doing real well. Hoyt Axton of the Jordanaires, or Hoyt Hawkins, rather, of the Jordanaires, has a comment to make on Elvis's death.
In Memphis, Hoyt Hawkins, who sang with the Jordanaires, who backed Presley up for more than 20 years, had this memory.
To us, we never had even a short word, or in all that period of time, and being as close as we were, you know. He's just a genuine guy.
Hoyt Hawkins of the Jordanaires. Elvis Presley, dead at the age of 42.
Others making comment today included pop singer, songwriter Neil Sedaka.
In Kansas City, a few minutes ago, singer Neil Sedaka talked about Presley.
He was very, very gracious and probably one of the biggest phenomenons of American pop music that will ever be. And I think that it's a great loss to the music world.
Neil. That was Neil Sedaka commenting on Elvis Presley's death. And, of course, we've been hearing your comments as well, and we'll continue hearing from you, hopefully, if you have comments to make. 585-5148 is our regular business line number. 587-1240 is our request line number, and we'll take calls on both of those from you. If you call in, you can't get in. Just try to be patient. We'll try to get to you as soon as we can, and we'll also try to continue to feature some of Elvis Presley's music. We're going to go to ABC News in New York, and perhaps with their worldwide news department, they will have been able to pick up some details that we have been unable to hear so far.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network, Wally Parker reporting. They called him Elvis the Pelvis, and he was the king of rock and roll. Now Elvis Presley is dead. He died this afternoon at the Baptist Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, where he'd been rushed after he'd been found unconscious at his suburban mansion. A music star in his own right, Neil Sedaka, tells ABC News in Kansas City.
I feel very personally saddened by this because of I was a great fan, and I thought he was a great inspiration to all of us.
Sedaka, who'd known Presley since 1958, back in 1956, interviewer in Wichita Falls, Texas, about his start.
I went into Sun Records, and there was a guy in there that took down my name, told me he might call me sometime. So he called me about a year and a half later, and I went in and I made my first record.
Presley went on to record more than 30 gold records, million record sellers. This was one.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog to cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
A hospital in Memphis says an autopsy will be performed to determine the cause of death. Presley's personal doctor says it might have been a heart attack, and police in Memphis say the possibility of a drug overdose is being investigated. Elvis Presley was 42. Now this.
Okay, bozos, the Perkins dating technique in action. Chewing gum to sweeten the mouth and...
Perkins bombs. Those sweet-tasting gums are for kids. Chew Dentine. Its snappy, tingly flavor makes your mouth taste clean, not sweet. Like in Fresh Breath for your date with Linda?
Instant replay. Dentine to make your mouth taste clean, not sweet. And then, hello, Linda.
Dentine makes your mouth taste clean, not sweet.
Hello, Linda.
Hi.
Now here's the new word on Sears Thumbs Up Jeans.
Save!
As in sale, save $5.
Save!
As in trim cut $6.99, regular cut $7.99.
Save!
As on a new tough denim that'll be a good old jean a long, long time.
Save!
As in right now, sale ends September 3rd. New Thumbs Up Jeans and a new tough denim that grows all beautiful. Only at Sears, the men's store.
Save!
The administration today picked up some more support in its fight to win ratification of a new Panama Canal treaty. ABC's Greg Dobbs reports from Vail, Colorado.
President Carter sent Saul Linowitz here, who negotiated the treaties, and General George Brown, the nation's top military man, to brief former President Ford. The purpose of the visit was partly political, to win support for the treaties from the nation's top Republican, and as a result, pick up support from other Republicans, mainly those in the U.S. Senate, where the treaties must be ratified. After the briefing, President Carter himself must have been pleased. Ford said he is absolutely convinced that the treaties are in America's best interest, and he asked all Americans to support them. Greg Dobbs, ABC News at the Ford home in Vail, Colorado.
Rather than go ahead with the other news, I don't want to lessen its import, but we have a lot of things we have to cover here at WINN tonight in our Elvis Presley Memorial. And since there's nothing further at this time on the Elvis Presley death from ABC, we'll go ahead and press on with some of our calls and some of our records tonight. We have on the line with us here Rhonda. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello.
What is your comment, please?
Well, I'd like to say that I'm 11 years old, and my name's Rhonda Peace, and I love to hear Elvis sing, and there'll be nobody like him ever again.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye.
You know, that's one of the interesting things about Elvis, and I was always fascinated with the fact that he transcended in popularity so many age groups, all the way from 60-year-olds to 6-year-olds. He had them all. We also have here with us Roy. And Roy has a comment tonight.
Hey, I first met Elvis in Fort Hood, Texas. First time I met him, he was a nice fellow there. We're going to miss a good man. Went all the way to Germany with him, and he sure was a man there, and he did his part in the service. And we're going to miss him.
What were your thoughts tonight, Roy, when you first found out about it?
I really couldn't believe it. I mean, I know the man was under, you know, a lot of strain, and he served the public well.
Well, we sure do thank you for your comment.
You're welcome.
Okay, Roy, thank you.
In Nashville tonight, there were a lot of dinner table debates going on. Well, not tonight, but in 1956, as parents were wondering if they would let their children watch a sneering, long-haired, swivel-hipped Mississippi country boy croon his suggestive rock and roll songs on one of Elvis Presley's TV shows, on one of Ed Sullivan's TV shows. It was in living rooms across the country today. Adults, yesterday's kids, got their first look, although a rather discreet one, at the man who would change American lifestyles and the nation's popular music. Well, Ed Sullivan decided to go ahead and put the man on TV anyway, but he only showed him from the waist up, rocking around up there on the flickering tube, most of the parents hating him, which made the kids love him all the more. Songs like Heartbreak Hotel, Love Me Tender, a million raptured Bobby Soxers begged to let him just be his teddy bear. A million boyfriends, jealous and admiring, imitated Elvis's looks, growing ducktail haircuts and sporting black leather jackets and pink and black cars, and trying to speak like the sons of Mississippi tenant farmers. And those changes were more than superficial, because what Elvis did, it was enough to say Elvis, was to bring sexuality into the open. He took the raunchy backbeat of the black blues and made them top 40 fare with just enough whitewash to give them some respectability back in 1955. And the kids those parents worried about are today's parents. And a 33-year-old buyer from Bloomingdale's, the chic New York department store, when she heard the news, the woman, a mother of 2.5-year-old child, broke down and cried. Tonight in Memphis, Elvis died. A generation of people cared. There are a lot of tears being shed all around the country over the death of Elvis Presley. And on the line with us here, if we still have her on the line, is Pam. Are you there, Pam?
Yeah.
What's your comments?
Well, see, I'm one of Elvis' fans, and I just think that we lost the biggest and importantest person in the world, and that Elvis never did take a drink in his life.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pam.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Here's one of Elvis' songs. This one was the big follow-up single to Heartbreak Hotel from the same year, 1956. Came out in May. Went all the way to the number three spot in the country. I want you, I need you, I love you. Elvis Presley, I want you, I need you, I love you, music at Wynn Radio, and an Elvis Presley tribute at 21 minutes until 8 o'clock. And on the line with us is Brenda.
Hello.
Hi, Brenda.
I would just like to say that I don't think there has ever been, nor will there ever be, a greater man than Elvis Presley. And the word superstar applies to him only. And I will always love him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One thing that you might keep in mind as you do call us here is if you could keep your radio turned down a little bit, we can avoid some of that squeaky feedback, which is rather distractive. If you can keep it down, that'd probably help a whole bunch. Bonnie's on the line with us. Bonnie, what's your comment?
Yes, I'd just like to say that, you know, this past year he was in Louisville. I was going to go see him, and then I decided to take my money and buy me a bathing suit, so I didn't go. And I always feel guilty over that, and I still love him, and everybody will always love him, and he's still the king.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Uh-huh.
Also here with us is Sherry on line three. Sherry?
Yes, I'd just like to say that when my mother died in October for the services, we had Elvis gospel records played, and everybody thought that was just the loveliest service. And I cried this year because I couldn't go to see his last concert here.
Well, I tell you, Sherry, those gospel albums that Elvis had were some of the best gospel music ever recorded. He was super at that.
Yes, everybody just really loved the services.
We'll try to play some of those later on tonight, okay?
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much, Sherry. At 19 minutes until 8 o'clock, before we turn back to some more music, we have another comment from Dana.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I never had the opportunity or the pleasure to see Elvis in concert, but the man had a special magic to make everybody love him, and I just don't think there will ever be anybody else like him, and I just wanted to say it. I wish I just had the opportunity to see him at least once.
Well, it's undoubtedly true. Elvis has been at the top for 22 years. Nobody's ever brought him down from there.
No, even the critics.
It'd be hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dana.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You know I can be found sitting all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Elvis's Don't Be Cruel was his second number one song. That was in August in 1956, exactly 21 years ago this month, that song was such a smash hit record. The Other Side of It, Hound Dog, will play up next on Wynn Radio at 17 minutes until 8 o'clock, taking your calls and comments. 585-5148 is our telephone number. Also 587-1240. If the lines are busy, please keep trying and get back in touch with us. Here's Fiona on the line with a comment.
Hi. I just want to say two things. Firstly, I feel like I lost a member of my family. And secondly, I feel that nothing should happen without something good coming from it. Elvis was a warm and a generous person. And if we could take some of that and use it and be as warm and as generous as he was, this might be a better world.
Well said, Fiona.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Carol's on the line with us.
Yes, I'd like to say that I never got to see Elvis in person, but a lot of people don't really have the right to knock him down. I'm a really big fan of Elvis's, and I feel the same way the lady that was just on there did. I feel that I lost a part of my family, too. I've always liked Elvis, and I don't know, he's just been close to me. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the man still tops and always will be. And I hope that they don't close him off just because he's passed away, God rest his soul. And I'd just like to send my sympathy out to the rest of them.
Thank you. you very much, Carol.
Thank you.
Bye. Here's Susie.
All right, I'd like to say that I only had the opportunity to go to one of his performances, and that was the very first one that he ever had in Louisville, and that was in 1956, November of 1956, and I was fortunate enough that my brother-in-law was his bodyguard, and therefore I received an autograph and all this, and so today when I heard of it, the news, was listening, and I had to go out down the basement pulling out all this stuff, and it was very odd because my children felt as close to him as I did back then, and you were talking about whether or not the mothers back in 1956 was going to let their teenage daughters go to the performances and see. Well, my daughters are as crazy about him now as I was back then, and it just it's a real weird feeling to know that someone that has lived that long and has been on top that long and still as well thought of as he is and will always be. And it seems like that, you know, people say, well, he let the people down and he was on the road down, but I can't see how anybody could say that if they knew him, because there's not, everybody has nothing but kind words for him, so I don't see how these newspaper people can say, well, he was on the way down, because he will never be on the way down. He will stay as much as any of the Kennedys or anybody. Everyone will always think of him with fond memories, and always he will live on because people want him to. And that's about all I've got to say.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you.
Bob is also on the line with us. Bob has a comment. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Bob Flaherty. I'm one of the lucky ones. I've seen Elvis Presley July 23rd, 1976 in Louisville, and I just seen him in May 21st, 1977 in Louisville. And I did something smart in my life for a change. I waited in line 5 hours, April 28th, to get tickets in the rain for my wife and 4 kids, and I'm sure proud I did it. And I want to thank you for having the special.
You bet, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elvis Presley died today 9 days before the fabled singer was to appear before Lexington's Civic Center crowd over at the Rupp Arena. The concert was sold out shortly after the tickets went on sale. Just a few days ago, we made that announcement that Elvis was going to appear there, little knowing at that time, of course, that he would not. Following his death this afternoon, Lexington Center officials say they were swamped with calls asking if the news was true. Executive Director Tom Minter says he is unsure if another performer will be brought in to fill the date, which is highly unlikely. He said the center had about $225,000 in receipts from ticket sales. No word as yet on refunds and that sort of thing, but we'll have those things for you later on. There still is the practical aspect to consider, that people have invested money in a concert that they will not be able to see, but that is the sort of thing that we'll be able to wait a few days on. No word at all on funeral arrangements. I heard some comments earlier today, people asking Dick if we thought that the funeral arrangements would be televised. I can't help but think that they will be. I just can't help but think so. And I think undoubtedly it's going to be reminiscent of Valentino's death and funeral back several years ago. Hopefully not quite as severe. That was mayhem. It's 11 minutes until 8 o'clock, and back with more music. We'll have some more comments in just a little bit, but right
you
now,
ain't
Elvis. Hound Dog was one side of a two-sided hit for Elvis Presley, the other side, Don't Be Cruel, back in 1956. Taking calls and comments at 587-1240 or 585-5148, we have on the line with us Andrew. Andrew, you have a comment?
I went to his last two concerts, and I got every record that he ever made.
That's quite a collection.
Yeah, I know.
Andrew, we thank you.
All right.
Here's Mary.
I've seen Elvis when he was here the first time, and I don't think there will ever be anybody that could take his place, even though there's been plenty of singers that's tried, and no one's going to miss him any more than I will.
Thank you very much, Mary. Elvis died this afternoon at Baptist Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. He was found in his Graceland Mansion home in Memphis by his manager, Joe Esposito, in an unconscious condition. He was rushed to the hospital, Baptist Hospital, where he had been hospitalized several times over the past couple of years. His doctor says that he may have suffered a heart attack. The actual cause of death will have to wait until a complete postmortem examination, which is now being performed, can be completed. But a spokesman for the Memphis Police Department say that detectives are investigating what is termed the strong possibility that death was the result of a drug overdose. Hundreds of people are gathering at the hospital, and also hundreds are gathering around Presley's Graceland Mansion. Scores of police are on their way to both places. Tonight at 11:30, NBC will present a televised special on Elvis. That'll be at 11:30, Channel 3, the local outlet. This was the song that came out by Elvis. That was also the title song from his very first movie. This was in November of 1956, and coincidentally, his co-star in that movie, Richard Egan, appearing currently across the river at Derby Dinner Playhouse. The song was Love Me Tender by Elvis, and it was another number one song, 1956.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Elvis Presley's Love Me Tender, WINN, 5 minutes until 8 o'clock.
Kentucky, like a smile on every face. I guess that's why we all work hard to make our pair of people place.
Let's all get together. Let's all get together at the Great Get Together on Kentucky State Fair.
Be the guest of Archway Cookies for the first annual opening day State Fair Parade at noon on the fairgrounds with special guests and entertainment. $1.50 a carload all day, opening day, August 18th.
Let's all get together. Let's all get together. That great get together, our Kentucky State Fair. That great get together, our Kentucky State Fair.
This is Cindy on the line with us. Cindy, you have a comment?
Yes, hello. This is Cindy, and I have a next-door neighbor, and her name is Martha. And she has a son that looks just like Elvis.
Is that right?
I want to tell you, he'll always be remembered. His name is G.L., and I have a little son, too, and I always want him to grow up, you know, and be remembered by Elvis. So I will always play his records for him.
Thank you very much, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Here's Rhonda on the line with us. Rhonda?
I just want to say one thing. I don't believe what that lady said about him taking an overdose. And my sister wants to say something.
All right.
Okay. I just want to say I love Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Johnny's on the line with us. Johnny, you have a comment?
I'd just like to say that I first met the man back in 1959 when he was appearing here in Louisville, and his security man had him at the Sealback Hotel. That's an old hotel that's, I think, since been closed, but I got to meet the man. And back then, I was in the music business, and I had a politician friend that got me up to his room, and I got introduced to him and everything. And I told Elvis then, I said, I think you really got a hold of something pretty good. I said, I really like your style, and a lot of people say I sound so much like you. I'm imitating you around the Louisville area. And he laughed, and he said, well, that's great. If they like you, I know they'll like me. And, and we did a couple songs together, and I just, I really idolized the guy, I guess, since then. And it's just like part of me has died today.
Johnny, I know what you mean.
I just don't, he'll always be remembered, I think.
We sure appreciate hearing from you, buddy.
Okay.
Thank you. It's a minute until 8 o'clock. This is WINN, Louisville, Kentucky. And Anita on the line with us with a comment.
Yes, I wanted to call in. My husband and I, Roy, we've seen all of Elvis' concerts. And we're just going to miss him something awful. The man, he put on great shows. And people said he was getting bad, aging. But Elvis will never age. He's always with you, whether he's going to be alive or not. And we just...
Well, just goes missing awful.
Thank you very much, Anita.
Mm-hmm.
1956 closed out Elvis's first year in the music business in a tremendous way with Heartbreak Hotel, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, Don't Be Cruel, Hound Dog. Those were monstrous records, and then ended the year with the Love Me Tender smash. But it wasn't long till he was right back in action again with another number one record in 1957. It was called Too Much. That was Too Much by Elvis Presley. 2 minutes after 8 o'clock on WINN, we're having a memorial program here in honor of Elvis, who died earlier today in Memphis, Tennessee.
Elvis Presley's all-time best-selling record and his own personal favorite was Don't Be Cruel. During an interview in Wichita Falls, Texas in 1956, Presley talked about how he got started.
I went into Sun Records, and there was a guy in there that took down my name, told me he might call me sometime. So he called me about a year and a half later, and I went in and I made my first record.
Presley was born in Tupelo, Mississippi. He had a twin, but his brother died at birth. He was married, divorced, and had a daughter. Presley had finished a tour a little over a week ago and was scheduled to start another one later this month.
Doctors at Baptist Hospital in Memphis have released no results yet from the autopsy being performed on Elvis. The doctor of the 42-year-old rock and roll star and actor said a heart attack was a possible cause of death this afternoon, but he couldn't be certain. Hospital officials say Presley was found unconscious at his home by his road manager, Joe Esposito. Esposito began resuscitation efforts and called a fire department ambulance, which carried the entertainer to the hospital. And a spokeswoman for the Memphis Police Department say detectives are investigating what she calls the strong possibility that death was a result of an overdose of drugs. But we don't know about that as yet. And we've had quite a few comments of folks saying that they just cannot believe that that would have been possible.
Pat's on the line with us. Pat, you have a comment?
Yes, I do. I never did get to see Elvis when he was in town. It seemed like there was always something that come up. And I know that there was a reason why God took him. And I don't believe the stories about him. And they've made fun of him all of his life about being fat. But I really did like him, and I never did get to see him. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Here's Lisa on the line with us. Lisa?
I just want to say, on my grandmother's side, I'm Elvis's cousin, and I miss him.
I knew he had some relatives in this area. I didn't know that they had survived. His grandfather was a Louisvillian, and then we found out today that his grandmother, Vera, is still living. She apparently made a comment to the news media about Elvis's death. So, glad to hear from you, too, Lisa.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rhonda on the line with us. Hi, Rhonda.
Hello. This is Rhonda. I just want to say that I've loved Elvis ever since I've known him, and so I miss him. I feel like a part of my life has just gone. I went to see him each time he was here, and he's just fabulous. And there's nothing anybody could say that to degrade him to me or anybody else I know. And he'll always be with me. And I love him so much. I miss him.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also with us is Teresa, who has a comment to make. Teresa? Just a moment here.
Throw another switch. Now you can.
I wanted to make a statement about Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
I never got to see Elvis Presley in my life. And as for Elvis Presley taking an overdose of drugs, I feel like Elvis wouldn't do this, for everyone out here did love him. God don't judge you by who you love, but by who loves you. And I want to thank everybody out in Louisville and Indiana who bought all of his tickets this year and held them back to the point to where I couldn't see him, and yet they didn't get to sell them all. That's how I feel. Elvis will always be the king in my eyes and everyone else's eyes.
Thank you very much, hon.
Thank you.
5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WINN, this is Moon here. I'm conducting sort of a loose-jointed memorial program. Well, there are so many things that we could say about Elvis, we could be here all night just talking about the man and giving you news from the past several years about his life and his career, but a lot of people would like to take the opportunity to express their feelings, their innermost thoughts, and that's what we're allowing you an opportunity to do, as well as air some of Elvis's great records, hopefully as much as possible in order of as they appeared on the scene, like this next one, which came up in March of 1957 was another number one record for Elvis Presley, All Shook Up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the great songs from Elvis Presley in his career, which stretched out over a period of 22 years, and Elvis was always at the top, and no telling how long he will be. We have on the line with us Mary.
Yes, in early 1960, I was flying back and forth to Hawaii, and Elvis, I wasn't wealthy enough to fly on the first class, but Elvis was. I was flying tourist, and Elvis was appearing in Honolulu at his first appearance at the Waikiki Shell. I was traveling with a six-month-old baby and a 22-month-old toddler who happened to get away from me and go up into first class. Elvis brought her back to me. Into the tourist section and sat with me for about 5 minutes talking to the two babies and playing with them. I was very impressed with his simplicity and his honesty and just his simple love for children. I think that nothing else could express it more than the fact that he was by then a very well-established star and willing to pick up a 22-month-old baby and carry her back to her mother. I respected him tremendously, admired him, thought he was a fantastic singer, and I think he'll be missed forever.
You got some great memories there, Mary.
Thank
you for sharing them with
thank
us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Here is Sherry on the line with us.
Yes, I'd just like to say how sorry I am for his father and his ex-wife and daughter, because I know they'll miss him a lot, and I just wish that he had filmed more of his concerts for people in the future.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
That is something that we hadn't mentioned since we'd been on, that Elvis did leave a surviving father and surviving daughter as well. Lisa, I guess, is around eight years old. I guess we're pretty close to it.
Here's Ted on the line with us.
Hello, Moon. How are you?
Pretty good.
I don't want to sound bitter, and I'm going to offend some people by what I want to say, and I don't intend to do that either. But that's got to be said. Marty Robbins made a comment several years ago, said the fans, God love them, they'll do anything for you except let you alone. It seems that a lot of people, instead of accepting Elvis as a good man, a talented man, a man worthy of respect, that wasn't enough. We created a God, and no man is strong enough to handle it. And God love you, Mary, whoever you are, for remembering the human side of the situation. A lot of other callers have done that too, but so many others did not even regard him as a man and were just not strong enough to stand that. And I hope we can keep that in mind the next time a popular idol comes along.
Thanks very much, Ted. Well said.
Bye-bye.
That is true. Elvis had a real problem in having to live up to something. You know, he was always in the public eye, never was able to go any place, and I mean any place, and have any degree of privacy at all without having to undergo some sort of disguise or go by cover of night or just any kind of subterfuge that they could come up with for Elvis to even be able to go to a movie, go down to the corner grocery store, go buy a beer. It was unheard of. The man lived in a completely different world than to what any of us would be accustomed to. Here's Betty on the line with us.
I was 13 when Elvis started singing. And I finally got to go to his concert in May. And I'd just like to say that it was the biggest thrill of my life. He was just wonderful. And he sang a song at that concert. And I want to know if you could play it sometime tonight.
Which one was it?
It was My Way, was the name of it.
I believe we probably have it around here somewhere, and we'll sure try to get to it sometime during the evening.
It's on the Aloha from Hawaii.
We'll be playing lots of Elvis songs through the night and tomorrow, so we'll hopefully we'll be able to include that one for you, too.
Okay.
Thanks, Betty. Bye.
Sweetheart, that's the end of your friend.
Elvis and one of his great songs, because he always did so exceptionally well on ballads. That's when your heartaches begin.
Betty's on the line with us with a comment.
I just want to say that I'm calling for my entire family, and we think this is the saddest thing that has happened since President Kennedy's assassination, and we love Elvis very much, and we want to say he may be gone, but he will never be forgotten.
Thanks very much, Betty.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Another Betty on this line. Betty?
I just want to say that that's the greatest man that ever lived, and he's the life of the greatest entertainers, and that all day, he made them records to dance by, and I've been dancing to them for 21 years, and I'm going to keep on dancing to them.
Thank you very much, Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Here's Sandy.
This is Sandy Cream. I loved Elvis very much, and I went to see him 3 times, and I'm going to miss him very much.
Thanks very much, Sandy.
Okay, thank you.
Tom?
Well, I feel like we lost a great entertainer, but mostly I feel like we lost a good American, because when his country called, he went. And that's one thing I think we got to respect him for. He was a good American.
You bet, Tom. Thank you much.
And another thing that I know he's gone, but he'll be with somebody he really cares for now, and he loves very much. He'll be home with Mama.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Well expressed from Tom. Thank you very much. Also with us with a comment to make tonight is Pam. And Pam, you're on.
I'd just like to say that I think Elvis Presley's the greatest thing that ever hit the United States. And nobody could ever bring him down.
All right. Thank you.
And over the years when Elvis was recording these many, many hit songs, he also frequently made movie appearances. And in just a moment, we'll have music from Elvis's second movie.
Tom Bryant here for Louisville Home Federal's Money Saver Program. You know, your LHF Money Saver card is nationally recognized, so it can be a friend indeed in times of need. With your LHF card, you can get emergency out-of-town funds. And your LHF card is all the identification you need to cash personal checks in any LHF office. We hope you'll ask about all the advantages of Money Saver, only at Louisville Home Federal, the federal that looks after your interest.
Baby, baby, let me be your love and daddy back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, daddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your daddy bear.
I just want to be.
Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear from Elvis, another number one song. It was from June of 1957, and of course was music from the movie Loving You, which was Elvis's second flick, and the other side of
that song was
Loving You, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to get to it, too, later on tonight. 20 minutes past 8 o'clock on a special program. We've actually interrupted all of our normal programming to present a memorial to Elvis Presley, to review his music, and to hear people's comments on Elvis's death.
Here's Pam on the line with us, Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi.
You're on.
Yeah. When I heard today, I was so shocked, I almost fell out of the chair. The whole family's upset. You know, we're just all sitting around listening to this, you know, wondering how everybody else feels. It's just really shocking. I was wondering if she could play a song by him called Love Me. That was my mother's and father's song when they was dating.
We'll sure try to get to that tonight, Pam.
Okay, thanks, Moon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Here's Sheila on the line with us.
Okay, I would just like to say that me and my husband will always love and respect Elvis Presley, and we will always remember him, and may God bless his soul.
Thank you very much, huh?
Thank you.
Right. Here's Missy. Missy?
I want them to know that me and my mom love Elvis, and we know that he's in heaven now, which we love him very much, and I'm only 12, and that we know that he's in heaven, and I was really shocked when I heard that he died, and I don't believe he died of something like that, what they called, though, because I don't believe he would do that, and soon we hope with that. I wish I could see him sometime, so I'd like to see him, so that's all I've got to say.
Thanks, Missy.
Okay.
Doctors in Baptist Hospital in Memphis have released no results as yet from the autopsy being performed on Elvis Presley. The doctor of the 42-year-old star and actor said a heart attack was a possible cause of death, but he couldn't be sure. Hospital officials say Presley was found unconscious at his home by his road manager, Joe Esposito, who began resuscitation efforts and called a fire department ambulance, which carried the entertainer to the hospital from his home on Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis. ABC News has a series of excerpts that we have lifted from one of their newscasts here, and we'll play these for you now, including this manager of Elvis, Joe Esposito.
Authorities are investigating the possibility that rock and roll star Elvis Presley may have died this afternoon as the result of a drug overdose. Presley was pronounced dead at Baptist Hospital in Memphis. He was found unconscious in his home by his road manager, Joe Esposito, who called the ambulance. Presley was to have started an 11-day concert tour tomorrow in Portland, Maine. At Baptist Hospital, reporters asked Esposito how Presley had been feeling.
He was fine. All set to go. Supposed to leave tonight.
Yeah. Tell us what you're doing,
I can't talk right now, man.
Rock music expert and Los Angeles disc jockey Casey Kasem credits Presley with having profound effects, not only on music, but contemporary society.
If there had been no Elvis, there would have been no Beatles. If there had been no Beatles, there wouldn't have been an aware 60s for young people. And so you can go on and on and on. I mean, he created a wave, and the wave just shook the world.
Elvis Presley's mansion in Memphis, Tennessee is becoming a mecca for his sorrowful fans. Hundreds of people are standing outside the home, and traffic is jammed on Elvis Presley Boulevard. In Nashville, Tennessee Governor Ray Blanton issued this statement.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent. One of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced.
In Kansas City, a few minutes ago, singer Neil Sedaka talked about Presley.
He was very, very gracious and probably one of the biggest phenomenons of American pop music that will ever be. And I think that it's a great loss to the music world.
In Memphis, Hoyt Hawkins, who sang with the Jordanaires, who backed Presley up for more than 20 years, had this memory.
To us, we never had even a short word or in all that period of time, and being as close as we were, you know, he's just a genuine guy.
Hoyt Hawkins of the Jordanaires. Elvis Presley, dead at the age of 42.
I will spend my whole life through loving you.
Loving You by Elvis Presley. That was The Other Side of Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear, and those two songs, both from Elvis's second movie, Loving You. Those were the only two songs that came out from the movie that were released as hit singles by Elvis. And he followed that up immediately with another movie, Jailhouse Rock, and we'll have music from that movie coming up next on WINN on our tribute to Elvis tonight.
Here's Barbara on the line with us.
Yes, I'd just like to say that anybody who believed that Elvis would take drugs is crazy, and that Rona Barrett has no sense in her head, and that I've loved Elvis for all my life, and I've been to his concerts that was here. I took pictures of him. I even taped him, and he's just gone, and it's just torn me to pieces, and I can't take no more. I just love him.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
Thank you.
It's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock at WINN.
Debbie is on the line with us.
Well, I would like to say that Elvis Presley has always been my favorite ever since I was 10 years old, because I got his first album then. And I really just, you know, love him just like everybody else. And I want to give my tribute to his family. And I've been to several of his concerts. I've got 53 albums. I started collecting ever since I was 10 years old. And I'll continue collecting them as long as I can. And I'd like to say that I will miss him, and he'll always be well respected in this house. And I hope that the rest of the world will remember him as well as I do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here's Connie on the line with us.
Yes, this is Connie. I just want to let everybody else know that I loved him also, and I went to every one of his concerts that I could get to. I didn't get to go to the last one because they sold out, and I was looking forward to get to go to the next one, like if he came around next year, but now I won't get to see him, but I'll never forget him. My little girl also liked him, too, and I want to just tell everybody my opinion, and thank you, and
thank you.
I want to thank you very much for playing those records tonight and everything.
You bet, Connie.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Dorothy on the line with us, too. Dorothy, you have a comment?
Yes, I sure do. I've been watching and listening to Elvis Presley, I guess, well, ever since it's been in existence. I have three grandchildren. I wish that they could have known him and seen him, and I've got a feeling we're going to all meet him in heaven, and we're going to have the biggest concert that ever was. When we all get up there, we're going to all get to sing and be together. I loved him, and I wanted my grandchildren to know him, but I'll let them listen to his records. I hope they get to watch his movies. And anyone who says that this man was bad, he might have took overdose to drugs, they are crazy, because I know this man loved God, because he fought for his country, and anybody would fight for their country has to be a wonderful person, because so many people have gotten out of it, and you know what I mean. And he was a wonderful man, and may God bless all of his people and watch over them in this hour of sorrow, and all of America people that are sad as we are here in Louisville, Kentucky, and thank you.
Thank you, Dorothy. Elvis Presley died this afternoon at the age of 42. There has been no definitive cause of death as yet. An autopsy is being performed, and as soon as that word is received, we'll pass it along to you to know the exact cause of Elvis's death. Earlier reports indicated that there might have been a possibility of an overdose of drugs as a possible cause, perhaps a heart attack, a respiratory problem. Elvis has been ill off and on for the past couple of years at least, in and out of the hospital, suffering sometimes from exhaustion, flu, and this sort of thing. And we just don't know for sure, but as soon as we find out, we will pass the word on to you. We're going to head up to New York now and join ABC News and see if there's been any late developments that we might not have heard about.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Chet Martin reporting. A 33-year-old buyer for Bloomingdale's department store in New York, mother of a 2.5-year-old child, collapsed in tears this afternoon when she heard that Elvis Presley had died. That reaction undoubtedly was typical among many of the thousands of screaming fans who greeted Presley wherever he appeared. Presley was scheduled to open an 11-day tour tomorrow in Portland, Maine. The singer's road manager, Joe Esposito, found Presley lying fully clothed at Graceland Mansion in Memphis this afternoon. Esposito could detect no pulse or heartbeat. Later, leaving Baptist Hospital, where Presley was pronounced dead, Esposito said,
"He was fine and all set to go. Supposed to leave tonight."
"Tell us what you do when you're fine."
I can't talk right now, man.
Word of Presley's death brought thousands of people to the hospital and to Graceland Mansion. In Nashville, Tennessee Governor Ray Blanton had this reaction.
"Elvis Presley was truly one of the greatest talents that we've had in this century. His career was American dream come true. His generosity to the charities of the less fortunate is renowned."
Tennessee Governor Ray Blanton. Los Angeles disc jockey and rock music expert Casey Kasem had this to say about Presley, who had more than double the number of million-selling records than a later sensation, the Beatles.
"If there had been no Elvis, there would have been no Beatles. If there had been no Beatles, there wouldn't have been an aware 60s for young people. And so you can go on and on and on. I mean, he created a wave, and the wave just shook the world."
L.A. disc jockey Casey Kasem. Elvis Presley, dead at the age of 42. Now this.
"Feeling like you want to break clean and thinking that you've done everything.
One bite squirts refreshment all over your breath.
Freshen your breath with Freshen Up. The gum that goes.
This is Moon at WINN taking calls from people who are calling in. Some to comment on Elvis's death, others to remember some treasured memory that they have and to share it with us.
We have on the line with us Carol. Go ahead, Carol, you're on.
Yes, this is Carol Hill. We just got back from Baumhofer, Germany a couple of weeks ago, and I just want to say that the Germans loved Elvis, too. Any place, any restaurant you ever went into, there was an Elvis record. And I just want to say, if there wasn't an Elvis, there would have never been rock and roll. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Here's Mary on the line with us. Mary?
Yeah, when I was, start saying a while ago, years ago, we was talking here about Elvis Presley on television, and he was on Ed Sumner's show, and me and Mom and Dad, you know, been years and years ago, seen him, and we said, well, what in the world's wrong with the way he was dressed? He looked a whole lot decent than some of these men does right now. And he looked awful nice, and my daughter's got a record. It's Mine or Time, I get it out directly. And I just love that record. I just wonder if you would play it for me again.
Which one was it?
The Minor of Time.
Okay, it's a matter of time. We'll try to get that on a little bit later on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Here's Ann on the line with us. Ann?
I'd like to express my sympathy all out to the world and also to his family. And I really loved Elvis Presley. He was the greatest king in the world. And I'm grateful to my boyfriend that I got to see his last concert. And in junior high school, I received a book from a book club on him, on his life up until his marriage. And I'm so grateful that I have still got that, plus his ticket stub from his last concert. And I say that he never looked old, and he was the greatest king in the world, and he looked great. I think he looked better then than he ever has.
Thank you very much, Ann.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wait. The band was jumping, and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked-out jailbird sing that rock.
November of 1957, another one of Elvis's number one songs, and the music from his third movie, Jailhouse Rock, and a song that we still get a tremendous amount of requests for at Wynn Radio. Probably one of our most popular requested oldies, Jailhouse Rock. 23 minutes until 9 o'clock, WINN Moon here with a memorial program for Elvis Presley, who died this afternoon. And we'll have details on the cause of death as soon as possible when an autopsy is being conducted now in Memphis.
On the line with us is Doreen. Doreen. Do you have a comment to make?
Yes. I just think it's not right that Elvis Presley should die of an overdose. And I just want to say that I think Donna Burton and Tammy Burton will all miss him.
Thank you very much, Doreen. Bye. And on the line with us here is Sherry with a comment.
Yes, I'd like to say that it was my mother who had me, you know, begin to let me, you know, like Elvis. She bought a record of his, and I started listening to it. And even at his concerts, I'd even pay to sit in the bathroom just to hear him. And I've got a little cousin that also just started to like him. And I know she even started crying today because of it.
Well, it's a pretty sad time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Alice has a story to tell us. Alice has related this story to us before, one time by letter, and I'm sure you can tell us about the time that you had a chance to meet Elvis Presley. Alice?
Oh, I didn't know you was... I thought you was on the radio.
Talking to you.
Well, we were at a banquet in Bowling Green, Kentucky one night. The company my husband worked for was giving a banquet, and we were all in the banquet room in the back, and there were no cars out front of the restaurant. So Elvis was on his way to Louisville back in his 56 or 57. It was right after Hound Dog came out. And we had a little band playing, and the little guy was up singing Hound Dog. And oh, we were all having a good time. And so everybody started jumping up and running out front. And, of course, the first thing you think of when a crowd's together, somebody's got into a fight. So we thought that was what has happened. So my husband said, well, I'm going to the little boy's room and says, I'm going to see what's happening. So he came running back and he says, oh, says Elvis is out front. Well, I said, honey, you're kidding. You're just telling a lie. He says, no, I'm not. He says, come on, well, and I'll show you. And we went out there and sure enough, there was Elvis and his manager and another little guy. I think it was his cousin or something. And they had ordered steak dinners and sat down to eat, and they never did get to eat. The crowd just started pouring over the top of him, which proves he was a nice guy, because he, and it also proves how alone, really, he was, because he couldn't go in and sit down and enjoy a meal without somebody running over him like we did. And there was, I guess, 200 people there at this banquet, and they just poured in on top of him, and he started autographing just as fast as he could autograph. And the women would lay their slips up on the table, and he would autograph them, and he was so sweet and so nice, and just grinned, and he says, where did all you people come from? And he said, I thought you were coming out of the walls. He said, I just couldn't realize that all that many people was there. And he was just so sweet. That was when I first fell in love with him, was when I seen how he could react. And he had to get up and pay for his food and leave without eating because the people wouldn't let him alone. And I think Elvis, really, I don't think he was as much as a idol as he was. Now, I've got grown children, and they brought records into the house, and they played them all the time, and I think Elvis really and truly in the hearts of everybody became the boy next door. I think you heard his voice on the records, on the radio, and he just entered everybody's heart as the boy next door, because you heard his voice so much that you fell in love with him as that one thing, the boy next door. And to me, that's what he'll always be, was the boy next door, because my children loved him as a friend. They loved his music, and I'm sure that if he could have met them, just like other kids would have wanted, I think that's it. The kids wanted to realize that he was their friend. He was the boy next door. That's what they wanted out of him, to be the boy next door.
Alice, we thank you very much. Appreciate you sharing that story with us about seeing Elvis down in Bowling Green tonight.
And I just think that that's what he was. I don't think he was really the idol as so much as he was a loved one. And he just became that one thing, the boy next door.
Thanks very much, Alice.
Well, there's another thing, Boone, I'd like to tell is if he did take drugs, that we've got to remember that Elvis in the last few years has had a lot of hurt. And a hurt can cause a lot of sad things to happen.
Sure can. We don't want to be any to judge, do we?
No, and I don't want to judge him. Even if he did, I think that the Lord forgave him and understood, because there's so many things that you can't cope with, such as pain of the body. And none of us knew what was really wrong with Elvis, because no one ever let the true story out. And he could have been dying of cancer. He could have been dying of a lot of things. And pain can cause you to take drugs to kill the pain, not to get on a high or anything like that. I know that you can also have pain. I've had the pain, and I know. I've seen my mother. My mother had cancer. I know what pain you can go through with. So let's all remember that if it did, that the little guy had a lot to... that we have a lot to think about. And remember that. Not that he was taking it to get on a high.
You bet, hon. Thank you very much, Alice.
Bye.
Bye. Also on the line with us here with a comment is Sandy. Sandy?
Yes, this is Sandy Mullins calling. I'd like to say my husband's nickname is Moon Mullins also. And what I've got to say is about Elvis is I've been a fan of Elvis ever since I can remember. He was part of my teenage life, and every concert he had in Louisville, I attended. He has served his time for his country in the Army. That's more than Clay did. Instead of downing him from drugs, let's say a prayer for him, and may God let him rest in peace.
Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
It's 15 minutes until 9 o'clock. As Elvis Presley's career continued to blossom and roll along in the early years, he had another number one record, and it came out in January of 1958. And the song was Don't.
Don't.
Elvis Presley. On the line with us here is Teresa with a comment.
Yes, my husband and I have been to every one of Elvis's concerts, and the last one when we went to, we had to sit in the back of the stadium. So I begged him to take me out to the parking lot before the concert was over so we could go around to the back and meet Elvis as he came out. We went around the back, and it was the best experience I ever had in my life. He ran out to his car, and the poor man was just petrified. All the fans were out back, just screaming and raving, waiting to get a hold of him. He come out through the back gate, and he was all huddled up in the back seat of the car, and I was swinging on the side of his door. Now that this is over, and his life still goes on, we regret that we made such a fool out of ourselves, and the man was just petrified. We stood there and waited and followed him all the way to the airport, down Preston Highway as he drove back to the plane. We watched him get onto his plane, and the man was just great. He just acted like that there was not anything in the world that he was concerned about but his fans. We also saw him at a concert that he gave before that. On the way to the concert, as we was getting out of the car in the parking lot, we had an accident. And the lady was so concerned, and we were too, about getting in to see him, even though we had reserved seats, that we completely forgot about the accident and just let it go. And we all got in there and had a marvelous time. And I'd like to extend my sympathy to his family, and we sure are going to miss him.
Thank you for sharing your memories with us, Teresa. Bye. Here's Howard on the line with us. Howard?
Yes, I just want to say that I just got back from Germany. And
Howard, you're going to have to turn the radio down a little bit.
And I wasn't actually in the unit that he was with, but I just hope that the boys overseas will be able to hear anything about Elvis, that he's gone now. And I just want to say we lost one hell of a good man. I've got just about every album he's made, and I've got kids of my own. They even listen to him. And I think he's gone through many generations, and he'll go through many generations to come, because, like I said, we lost one hell of a good man, and he'll always be remembered.
Thanks much, Howard. Appreciate it. On the line with us is Kathy.
Yes, I'd just like to say that we all love Elvis. We're going to miss him greatly. I've been a fan of his for years. I was at the last concert in May, and we knew then, the ones that really loved him and have followed him, that something was wrong, and we just prayed that somehow he would make it out, and it seems like it just didn't work out that way, and I wish that you could play Hurt for us tonight, as that's just the way that we're feeling for him.
Sometime tonight, we'll be sure and play it, Kathy.
All right. Could you talk to another friend right now?
Why, certainly.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
This is Carol Rich, and I also would like, I agree with Kathy, and we are all very sad that it did happen, and like so many people, so many girls my age grew up with Elvis, and we will miss him dearly, and there's really not more I can say except that we all feel hurt for him in our hearts, and we always will. We'll never forget him. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kathy. We have Benita on the line. Benita has a comment to make as well.
Yes, I'd like to say I never made it to none of his concerts, but when I was a little girl, I'll never forget it. I'm from Chicago, and when he first came out in 1955, there was five of us in my family, and we were all watching him on the Ed Sullivan Show, and my older sister was just madly in love with him, and we all got to screaming, and my dad said that if we didn't quit, he was going to put us all to bed before we got to see him, and I just wanted to say, may he rest in peace, and if he did take drugs, well, that's the first thing everybody tells you when you go to the hospital. Are you on drugs? You know, but even if he did, that was his business, and God rest his soul.
Thank you very much, Benita.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Doctors at Baptist Hospital in Memphis still have released no results on the cause of Elvis's death this afternoon. An autopsy is being performed, and the doctor for the 42-year-old star said a heart attack was a possible cause of death, but he couldn't be certain. Hospital officials say Elvis was found unconscious at his Graceland mansion by his road manager, Joe Esposito. Esposito began resuscitation efforts and called a fire department ambulance, which carried the entertainer to the hospital. Meanwhile, spokesmen for the Memphis Police Department indicate that detectives are investigating drugs as a possible cause of death. A spokesman for the Memphis Police Department say now that that is incorrect, and detectives are not investigating drugs as a possible cause of death. So apparently that's going to be one of those type of rumors or statements that are made out of hand during the rather confused set of circumstances that undoubtedly is surrounding the Memphis Police Department. They do have a lot of things to handle right now. We understand that hundreds of fans are moving to Elvis's Graceland Mansion as rather a mecca, and also are moving into the hospital region, and the police department's having quite a lot to handle. So apparently someone out of hand indicated earlier that drugs were being investigated as a possible cause of death, but the Memphis Police Department now say that that is false, and that they have not had any indication that drugs were a cause of death. Rona Barrett on Good Morning America this morning said that she had found out that Elvis had been taking drugs, and she named a particular type that I'm not personally familiar with, but we do have this report from ABC concerning Rona Barrett's comments this morning, and you can listen for yourself.
Reaction to Presley's death comes from Los Angeles, from ABC's Rona Barrett.
For me, it was just a total bit of irony, because early this morning on Good Morning America, I finally was able to break the story that Elvis Presley really had been a dope addict and had been feeding his body with the Quaaludes and cocaine and combinations of other drugs, that it almost seemed like it was inevitable that he was on the trip down to death's door.
Whether or not that is accurate, we'll have to wait and see, I suppose. Undoubtedly, we will find out whether that was true or not. But keep in mind that Rona Barrett does have a nickname within the industry, the Barracuda. It's 6 minutes until 9 o'clock at Wynn on the Elvis Presley Memorial Program. So we continue with Elvis's music, Won't You Wear My Ring Around Your Neck.
Won't you wear my ring around your neck?
Wear My Ring Around Your Neck from Elvis Presley. The year was 1958, the month was April, and it was another number one song for Elvis Presley. 4 minutes until 9 o'clock with Bob on the line. Bob?
Hello?
Do you have a comment to make?
Well, I think he's going to be greatly missed in the music industry, because I think he was one heck of a performer. I saw him once in concert. My wife saw him last time. I think he's going to really be missed.
That's probably true. You have your wife has a comment to make, too, I believe.
Yes.
Hi, Linda.
I think he's better than Cassius Clay, because he fought for his country. He's the best. And all the women, they went wild over him. My husband got me a ticket for Mother's Day, and that was the happiest Mother's Day gift I ever had in my life. And I want to say that he's the tops, he's the best, and I got a 12-year-old daughter. She's wild over him. I never dreamed I'd have a daughter that would be wild over him like I had. It hurts me and my husband. He's wild over him. He gets up and wiggles like him. And I got even a baby that's crazy over him. All of us is missing. I want to thank y'all for saluting him. He's the best, and I want all the women to think of him on the day that he's buried. My husband's going to even go buy the newspapers tomorrow to even cut him out. My daughter's even got a big old wall pasted up him. He's the best.
Thank you very much, Linda.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Linda and Bob with comments on Wynn.
Also, Mrs. Heggie.
I just want to say my whole family and me loved Elvis, and I do know that God knows best, and I feel like that Elvis is at rest, and would you please play Peace in the Valley by Elvis for me?
We'll sure try to get to that one for you, Miss Heggie.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Here's Steve on the line.
Yeah, I'd like to say that we are going to miss one heck of a musician. He's the best all around. I don't think there's nobody can top him in any category. And I could say that I could be just about the best one to know about him because when he was in here at Louisville the last two times, I guess I was the lucky one that I got to have lunch with him one time, then I got to have breakfast with him, and I got pictures where they've taken his managers and stuff, taking pictures of me and him sitting at a table eating when he was staying at the motel. That a lot of people knew that he wasn't staying there. They thought he was on a plane going back, but most of the times he was in Louisville, he always made sure that before he left, he always went and saw his, I think it was his mother-in-law or grandmother that was here in Louisville, that lives here in Louisville. And that I know a bunch of other people are really going to miss him.
Thanks very much, Steve, and you've got some wonderful mementos there of a fabulous career and some memories that will last with you for a long time. Thank you.
It is 9 o'clock. This is WINN, Louisville, Kentucky. Ron is on the line with us with a comment. Ron? Are you there, Ron?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It was a shock to me when I heard that the news about Elvis, and I got quite a few of his albums, and I was just glad to know that he was proud to go overseas and serve his time when he was called. You know, there's like Cassius, he didn't want to, but it was good to know that Elvis did. And he'll never be replaced because he's a king.
Thanks very much, Ron.
Okay.
As Elvis's musical career continued to move along, he had another movie that came out called King Creole, and one of the songs from it was another almost number one record for Elvis. It got up as high as number two back in 1958, came out in summer of 58, and the song that you'll hear now on Wynn was Hard-Headed Woman, Elvis Presley.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, ever since the world began.
Elvis Presley, The Hard-Headed Woman, one of the rock and roll songs that Elvis had that was such a tremendous success for him from the movie King Creole, another one of his number one songs. We'll be featuring Elvis's music throughout the night, and as well as tomorrow at WINN, where it's
3 minutes after 9 o'clock, and Missy on the line with a comment. Missy?
Yes, I'd like to say that Elvis Presley, I'm sorry that he's dead, and that he was my favorite rock and roll singer, and I wonder if you could play Mama Love Like the Roses by Elvis Presley.
We'll sure try to get to it for you, Missy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here's Jerry with a comment.
Well, I have a little story about, I didn't really meet Elvis, but back in 1957, Thanksgiving, when Elvis's first movie was made, I was a freshman in college, and we were, my roommate and a friend and I were all taking dramatics, and we went to see the picture in a little bitty town outside of rural Texas, and of course, as dramatic students, we were making wisecracks about the way Elvis was acting, and there was a little lady in front of us, she must have been about 60 years old, and she finally got tired of us hotshot college kids, and she turned around, and she stood up, and she stuck her finger in our faces and says, I want you to know it's people like you that give that boy a bad name, and then she stomped out of the theater, and we sort of changed our opinion of Elvis if we thought the older people could like him too. And you've played another song tonight that my roommate and I thought about an awful lot, is that when you see your sweetheart in the arms of my best friend. Well, my roommate was dating this boy, and she had a class that night, and I went out with him, and when I got back to the dorm, that song was playing on the record player, and so my memories of Elvis are kind of funny, and they're kind of great, and he was fantastic, and my children adore him as much as I did, and I just want to say we can't really believe it yet, but thank you.
Thank you for sharing those memories with us, Jerry.
Right.
Bye. You have a comment, too?
Yes, I can't believe this. I can't believe Elvis is dead. I've known him, I guess, I heard of him ever since I was about 15, kept up with him. And I've seen him a lifetime, and I could tell he seemed to me like he didn't feel like up to par to sing. And I was down in Memphis, and he invited me in down there. And he's just a good old guy. He's very nice. I can't describe how he is. He's just nice, down to earth. Just can't believe it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And as we take another caller here with a comment to make, perhaps a memory to share with us, is Francis. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Francis. I just want to say that I've loved Elvis ever since the first time I seen him on television on the Ed Sullivan Show. I think he's one of the greatest people that ever was, the greatest performer, and all my children have grown up just loving him. And though he may be dead, he won't be dead in the hearts of those that really loved him.
Thank you very much, Francis. I have some memories of Elvis Presley, too. I had the opportunity to see Elvis perform in 1955 when I was, well, let's see, 9 years old. And Elvis was appearing in Lubbock, in Texas, where I was reared. And at that time, he'd only had one hit record, That's All Right, Mama, and also the Blue Moon of Kentucky. But Elvis came in and appeared there. And I had the opportunity to go and see him, so I was familiar with Elvis Presley from the very start, at the outset of his career. We imitated him in school. When I was in the fifth and sixth grades, the kids used to want to get me to get up and do an impersonation of him. And I guess there had been a lot like that. People around my age probably went through similar circumstances. If you didn't do the impersonation of Elvis, you probably knew somebody who did. He had a remarkable effect on the entire country. And really changed a lot of things. You know, pink and black cars, pink and black style of clothing, and ducktails, and motorcycle jackets, and all of that. They're actually brought on by Elvis. But Elvis had a spiritual side, too. His mother had a real effect on him. She died several years ago, but she delighted in recalling things about Elvis. She said once, when Elvis was just a little fella, he would slide off my lap and run down the aisle and scramble up to the platform of the church. And he would stand looking up at the choir and try to sing along with them. He was too little to know the words, of course, but he could carry the tune. And several years later, the Presley family habit became a tradition when Gladys and Vernon Presley, with their small son standing between them, became a popular trio singing hymns at camp meetings, revivals, and church conventions. So religious music was deep in Elvis's memory and bound up tightly with his birthplace, one of the most vivid and touching reminders of his mother and the wonderful life that she helped create for him. And it remained, until the end of his life, a source of everlasting comfort and spiritual ease.
My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He satisfies.
Presley's father, Vernon Presley, talked to ABC News minutes ago about how his son appeared earlier today.
Well, he seemed to be in good spirits and was getting ready to go on tour tonight, you know. And we don't know yet, but we will know, I hope, pretty soon exactly what happened, you know. But it looks from the way I can see it that he was dead when he fell, because we worked with him and worked with him, and the
hospital, and they worked up there, and they never could get no breath at all. Ooh. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love.
It's Now or Never. Earlier on ABC News, they made a comment that Elvis's favorite record was Don't Be Cruel, but I understand from previous reports that we've had in years past that particular song there, It's Now or Never, was the one that Elvis always considered to be his own personal favorite song. Stephen's on the line with us, and Stephen has comments tonight. Stephen, go ahead.
Okay. I'm a fan of Elvis Presley, and I know I'll always be a fan. My father knows is the king, and I know he'll always be the king. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. And here we have Brenda. Go ahead, Brenda. You're on.
Yes, my name is Brenda, and I happen to have been fortunate enough to see his last concert here in Louisville, May the 21st. And my husband asked me what I wanted for Mother's Day. And I told him, more than anything in the world, I wanted to see Elvis. So I got to see him, and that's the greatest Mother's Day gift I could ever have in the whole world. And I just wanted to say that the whole world will miss Elvis because he was so wonderful, and he was such a good singer. And whoever said he took drugs was absolutely crazy. And I thank you so much for playing this memorial for him.
We thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye, Brenda. This is Cindy on the line. Cindy, go ahead.
I'm calling for the Canopus Court Bronco Club, and they would like me to say that they love Elvis, and he will always live deeply in their thoughts.
Thank you very much. Elvis, who created a new style in popular music and took country music one step forward into what is known as modern country, back in the 1950s, has died. The 42-year-old singer, who rapidly became a trendsetter for millions of American teenagers and a source of constant worry for their parents, died this afternoon at Baptist Hospital in Memphis. His doctor says the cause of death was probably heart attack. Presley's personal physician says a postmortem is being made in an effort to determine the exact cause of death. A Memphis Police Department spokesman has denied an earlier report that detectives are investigating a possible drug overdose. Hospital officials say the entertainer was found unconscious at his home, Graceland Mansion, by Presley's road manager, Joe Esposito. Esposito began resuscitation efforts and called a fire department ambulance. Emergency medical technicians with the ambulance continued cardiopulmonary resuscitation efforts on the way to the hospital and ended those resuscitation efforts at 3:30 Central Time this afternoon. That would have been 4:30 Louisville time. The actual announcement moved over the Associated Press wire shortly after 5 o'clock this afternoon that Elvis had died. It's 16 minutes after 9 o'clock from WINN, where we continue Elvis's music through the night and tomorrow.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
That concludes this portion of the Elvis Presley Memorial. We're going to turn the programming back over to Dave Wolf and let him take it from here on tonight. We want to express thanks to each and every person that called in and expressed sentiments of regret, shared a few memories of Elvis with us, and those that attempted to call and couldn't get in. We thank you for your effort, and perhaps later on in the evening or tomorrow we'll be able to have you make your comment on Wynn as well. We'll continue the Elvis songs through the night, and as soon as we find out from Memphis the cause of Elvis's death as a result of the postmortem autopsy that's being conducted, we'll of course let you know. It's 19 minutes after 9 o'clock from Wynn Radio.
Step is love.
Next step is love.
Next step is love.